Thanks for listening to the Adam and Dr. Drew Show on Podcast One.
Well, we'll get a call from someone who wants to know how to manage his wife who watched a little too much CNN. We'll talk a little mask, and I'm going to show you some data about K-12 that is scaring me.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, get it on, get it on, get it on. Dr. Drew is a board-certified addiction guy.
Got to get it on.
Got to get it on, got to get it on.
So yeah. when you tweet, get it on, is that when you wake up, and is that your first social media of the day? How's that work?
Yeah, I usually just, whenever I get up, I just say, get it on.
And then whatever comes at you, you respond to it?
Well, yeah, after that.
I tweeted some data that freaked people out pretty good. Let me see if I can get it up here real quick.
Well, how do you freak people out these days? You tell them that it's safe to go back to schools?
I get down into that zone. Look at this data. This is what's happening to kids. This is data collected just from the academic platforms, not from their social media platforms, just when they can cull
K-12
stats. K-12 stats. It's Gaggle underscore K-12 organization that collects this. Here it is. Here it is up here. You can see it up on the board.
Yeah.
So it's 83% increase in suicide and self-harm, 63% increase in violence towards others, 135% increase in nudity and sexual content. Lisa Stroman is a psychology friend of mine. Was saying that they're seeing sexting all the way down to third grade, 59% increase in drugs and alcohol, and now they've got things where they can do to get the drugs delivered right to their house through Snapchat and other social media platforms. But this is just their conversations on the platforms that the schools give them in order to do school from home.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in the environment of academic pursuit, not the social media where they can go unseen.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Super freaking crazy.
Yeah. Well, we still got to keep those. We got to keep the teachers safe.
Lock it down. We got to flatten the curve.
Listen,
everybody. Flatten the curve.
Look, I think this is a fair and a safe statement. The same people that are waging war against folks like us for saying reopen the schools are the same people that are waging war against people like us for talking about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. They're not really that interested in the bottom line, which is kids and or saving people who may have contracted COVID. They have a bigger plan.
Which is? I can't figure it out.
They want to keep this thing rolling.
And they like it.
So they want to keep it rolling. And the way to keep it rolling is to attack people like you or me or Alex Berenson or anyone who dares to speak out against the orthodoxy. And my feeling with those people, suck my dick.
What am I supposed to do?
So what do you want me to do? Your lies?
I got deplatformed on YouTube for a week for really nothing. I can't even figure out what it was.
Right. And then there's all the people who agree with those people who never stop talking about McCarthyism.
Gary and I had an interesting conversation about what comes next. You know what I mean?
There's always something. Hey, for 10 years, I've said it's called a progressive movement. There's nothing in that title that suggests stopping.
Right.
It's a movement. And it is progressive. It is moving forward, and it is progressive. But there is no end game.
This is just the COVID part, though. And what about people who are enjoying the lockdown, right? What is the number in terms of – it's not going to be zero COVID, right? There's not going to be zero COVID in the world. What is the number once – how many people need to be vaccinated? What's the number in the community if poor people feel that love the lockdown, feel like they're ready to go out and be in the world again?
They have a zero tolerance policy.
Right. It's gotta be zero.
Remember I told you about zero tolerance? Remember that one? Remember that fucking load of horse shit that these guys were peddling? I drilled down on zero tolerance too. I don't even know what it means. Fuck you. And it's only there to be used against you.
So because there will – here's the thing that I was thinking. There will not be zero cases. That's not going to happen. But there will be little brush fires with variations on the virus that come out and get through the vaccine and need a booster and this and that. What's going to happen when that goes down? You know what I mean?
Well, there is – look, there's always the chance that they can move on to white supremacy or QAnon or – you know, they're diversifying already. So they can, you know, just get folks canceled or move on to, you know, some other harebrained something.
Right.
That it's basically QAnon and COVID and actually global warming. I had this interesting talk today, which is somebody said to me, do you not think there's such a thing as global warming? And I said, I do think there's such a thing as global warming, but I don't think shutting down entire industries, you know, energy industries and stuff like that is helpful,
right,
and it's going to do more harm,
right,
which is exactly analogous to COVID. Are you a COVID denier? Who could,
yeah, first how could you deny it?
Who's a fucking COVID denier?
Yeah, right.
No. Have my kids been sitting home rotting for a year and not attending school? Yes. Can we reopen the schools safely? Of course. Is that a COVID denier? You know, is a Keystone Pipeline an efficient way to move oil from point A to point B? Yes. Does that make you a climate denier?
Right.
It's all so simple for them because they have the moral high ground,
right,
and they get to just announce you're this way. They
right.
don't. They don't like nuance.
Right. So the idea of the trucks coming down from Canada spewing diesel fumes into the air—that's a begs no issue to them.
No. Well, it's
relative
like,
it's, to a pipeline that they just don't like.
But it's the same as nuclear power.
Well, they that's what I was like gonna say. If you really don't like, if you're really worried about global warming, if that is something that you're in a panic about. You should have two things in your crosshairs: fourth generation small nuclear energy and CO2 scrubbing. That
yes.
should be your total. You should be consumed with that.
Well,
how
you
do
say
we push
crosshairs,
that?
But it isn't the crosshairs. I mean,
yeah, the wrong way.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of all that shit. They're not. Look, again, there's no. I don't know any reasonable person who denies that the planet is getting warmer, because there's numbers that will substantiate that.
Right.
And certainly no reasonable person, although it's the same group who they claim deny COVID. And again, COVID denier. What does that even mean in 2021?
I know.
You're saying it doesn't exist or it's a hoax or...
What do you... I know.
No, nobody's a COVID denier.
Yeah.
Look. Eight people are COVID deniers, just like
they're on the street.
Eight people are white supremacists. Their job is to inflate all of this shit and act like it's, you know, some sort of epidemic. That's
right.
All. Questioning any of this stuff will get you into trouble. It was interesting that Alex Berenson, who's been on the show a few times, probably been on your show a few times. That guy is an interesting guy. He's a guy who's, you know, politically to the left, worked for the New York Times for a million years, and goes about seeing a subject years ago. It was marijuana, right? He stepped up.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I don't know, his wife is a physician or something, or adolescent psychiatrist or something like that, and she's seeing a lot of shit. As it pertains to pot. So what he's doing is, let me take a look at this thing.
Yeah.
Now, this thing that everyone on my side basically says is some you know, bromide that's healthy and you know, takes care, you know, it's good for people or something. And he said,
but it's more than good in all circumstances for all things. That's the part that's problematic.
Right. So this person, Alex, drilled down on that, found a bunch of data, and presented his case.
Yeah.
That was strike number one.
Yeah.
Then he started seeing all the COVID hysteria, and he started drilling down on that and providing a lot of alternate cases to that. Strike two, and then he got into stuff like masks, and now it's strike three, and now he's trying to come out with a novel, and he is no longer welcome. Alex Berenson, is the poster child for those who say, oh, so now you're just some lackey for Fox. It's like, no, he has a fucking book to sell, and he's not welcome anywhere except for Fox.
Right.
So is he a lackey for Fox, or did he get clipped by CNN and NBC and MSNBC?
The people that say that see a willingness to go on Fox as guilt, just a willingness to show up on their platform. Guilt.
Yeah,
guilt. You're guilty. You're guilty.
Yes, they have a platform, just like Bill Maher has a platform. It doesn't mean you agree with Bill Maher on everything if you go on Bill Maher's show. It's an interesting time. Very interesting. Steven, 38, from Florida, wants to convince me to be like more strict about my
mask. Convincing Adam of something should be interesting.
Yes, go ahead, Steven.
Hey, I've listened to you for so long. I'm so thrilled that Florida's open. It's great. It's just so funny to me. Like, and Florida's very strange in that in and of itself is strange, but depending on where you go, there's certain areas that people, of course, refuse to wear masks, or my favorite is where they have it below the nose, which I think is just embarrassing. It's like, what's the point? Just take it off. Just because the nose is connected to your lungs. Like, you look stupid.
Right.
And then there's other places you go to. I work in theme park industry, and it's like really, really strict. It's you're getting kicked out even below the nose. And I feel like somehow it's work. There's something behind the mask that I believe is working. The mere fact that it's a pandemic and everybody I work with, everybody's safe, healthy. It's all the reasons you want California to open. But I hear all the time that you, the lackeys, just won't wear it. And with your platform, I'm like, come on, just convince people the one thing we know, I think, is the mask. They work. And
well, I would say the message is ubiquitous. So if you choose not to wear a mask, then you choose not to wear a mask. It's not that people aren't getting the message.
Right. I'm looking at people wearing masks
Well, one of them.
Yeah. I'm person not. Wearing a mask.
Wearing it under your nose is stupid, and walking alone on the beach with a mask is stupid. So I wouldn't wear it.
By the way, you wear masks. I see you wearing a mask all the time.
No, I only wear masks if I have to go into a store.
I've heard you say in airports and stuff, you don't wear it. And I'm like, I'm on the side of...
Nobody's ever said
that.
You're not a stupid man, or maybe you are a stupid man. I don't wear a mask in an airport has never left my lips.
You can't walk through an airport. They will tackle you if you're not wearing a mask.
I've told many stories about wearing masks on airplanes and airports.
Airplanes. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes, airplanes.
He wears them. He wears it religiously.
What is wrong with this side? What is wrong with these people? What they do is they come up with some plan. It's really like arguing with a girlfriend. You know, it's like they've decided you've cheated.
Right.
You know, and then you go, I never cheated. I was home Saturday night. You were home. Then why didn't you pick up your phone? It's like I ran out of batteries. So you cheated. It's like they can't stop themselves.
Yeah, Steven, he wears a mask religiously in an airport and on a plane.
Let you on an airplane.
They won't let you into
mask.
The airport or on a plane unless you wear a mask.
Where do you fucking concoct this shit? Like, how does your brain work in other facets and capacities? Are you this fucking far off with everything, or is it just about masking?
I swear, I'm such an avid listener. I'm a fan, so I'm with you. If I wasn't
sorry
a fan,
for being
I wouldn't be calling you a douche.
But
I know for sure I've heard many times about the, and maybe it's Lysimata, but it just stuff about just nose being uncovered, and everyone judging. That's been the thing that I've heard. Or you think that I'm completely insane?
All Adam has talked about, all I've ever heard him talk about, is how insane it is that they have a strict mask policy on planes, except when you're eating, and then everyone takes their mask off together.
They hand you snacks.
Yeah.
They ask you to remove your mask by handing you Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That it's inconsistent and stupid. That's all he's saying. That they should either have all mask or something else.
Well, don't hand out snacks.
Right. I don't eat on a plane for that reason, because I'm not going to take my mask off. So there you go.
Yes. I'm not.
Well, we're consistent on the same page of it's silly that California is closed. I think that's ridiculous.
It is.
And for what it's worth, I don't think I'm a moron, but you can peg me as one. I'm positive that somebody else that's a good fan has probably misinterpreted, because we only listen halfway. We play on our phones.
No, it's you have an agenda. You have an agenda. That's why you're misinterpreting.
You've decided Adam is a guy who doesn't wear a mask. You've done that. He hasn't done that. You've put that – somebody has put that in your head, and you've superimposed that on the things he says. And this is what we do as humans. That's called – it's cognitive distortion.
Well, not
that's
all
what
of
we
us,
do.
But
no,
yes.
No, but that's how our brains work. You heard Adam is a COVID denier. I mean, that
Jesus Christ.
There's no such thing.
Yeah. And also, California is probably top five in mask wearing, and we've been hit. It's harder than any other state. So,
until we opened up, and then it started to drop down.
Right. So I'm still, yes, Stephen, you're right. I'm not drawing a straight line to communities that wear masks and communities that get hit hard, because we locked down, we wear the mask in California, and we got nailed. Yeah. So Florida didn't, and they didn't get nailed like we got. So I don't know. It's not data per se, but certainly if one is – got the synapses firing, you could draw a conclusion that maybe it's not nearly as effective as everything as they say it is. But look, I wear a mask where I have to wear a mask. I don't wear a mask where I don't have to wear a mask. I don't wear a mask when I walk my dog. I don't wear a mask when I walk on the beach. I don't wear a mask when I walk from this warehouse to the next warehouse. And then when I get in the warehouse, I don't wear it in there either. That's my choosing.
Yeah, but like not even 2 weeks ago, you went to a fancy dinner party that I know for sure you were around a bunch of people and didn't have a mask on.
Yes, fuck, that's right.
With a cook.
Yes, that's what I do.
Right?
Yes, I've been doing it all along.
Wait, you're not supposed to go to, you're not supposed to eat food? What is your point, Stephen?
No, of course. And Dr. Drew, now you're making me out to be like, I'm crazy. I didn't say you're not supposed to eat food. Treat me
But I'm trying to understand
I didn't say that.
Okay,
but no,
well,
he went to a really fancy dinner party that he had a really good time around a bunch of,
big
wigs.
A big party or something?
Everybody ate, a private chef.
Yes, that's right.
How many people?
My 2 cents is if we didn't do that piece, I really do think we'd be in a better place, especially, and I'm on your side.
But Stephen, just curious, how many people do you imagine were at said dinner party? What number does it start to become a problem?
Does the number matter? What I would say is I would only want to be around people that I know for sure don't have COVID, that I've been with in the same family. That's the way, and I'm in Florida, for crying out loud. We're completely open.
I want to drill into
people are.
I know. I just want to drill into
it. Only around people that I know are safe.
Where is the major transmission in Florida? When you had your little outbreak, where was that being transmitted? Where did you see?
Here's the perfect example. I'm living in this bubble. Only and every day at work, it's mask. It's followed social distance, all the things.
Right, me too.
And we went out to this winery in Florida, and they were doing food trucks and this barbecue and everything. And we decided, let's roll the dice. Let's go see how it is. It's all outside. And it was like there was no pandemic even going on. We could only stay for about 20 minutes. And we were like, this is ridiculous, because most of the population that we walked by, and everybody, it was just like, at this, there were plenty of no masks, plenty of noses, nothing. It was everywhere. And I thought, okay, this, and certainly Florida's not innocent. We have plenty of cases. But going there, I thought, this is the problem. It's this right here is why we can't get out of this.
Most of the transmission was outside eating. Was that most of the transmission?
It was an outdoor area, but
okay, Stephen, you're not going to answer
all
me.
Over the place.
I will tell you where most of the transmission is. It's in the home. Almost all transmission is in the home where you are locked down.
Okay. Do you think it's with people? I believe you. Do you think it's with people that you, not your family, but people that you have over,
it's your, no,
that you don't
it's
know.
Mostly with, it's yeah. In my case, only my family members got COVID from me. Only. That's the only people I transmitted to. And my wife has made the point. She goes, you know, we try to lock down like crazy, but I go in the grocery store and there are people everywhere. They're packed into the grocery store. We can't go to a restaurant, but they're jammed into the grocery store. They're crammed into the checkout. Well, they're all they're right. Just ways the virus gets in. And once it gets in, it transmits in the home. That's the primary transmission. And so,
but I think you're making my point. Like, so it's either we go the Gavin Newsom route, which no one does anything, which I couldn't disagree with more.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, open everything. But that's my point. That's the reason to call in is we're here over in Florida having a great old time, but you and everything's working except for you look at these different opportunities. And I think that's where I feel a little, hey, Adam, come on. I'm on your side. I'm a big, big fan. I'm not saying it got translated the wrong way.
I'm just trying to drill into it.
I think
look,
that,
it's fine. It's
I wear the mask
that's
or I have
not
to wear
the
mask.
Got translated.
It's
right,
fine, Stephen.
Listen,
it's fine.
Stephen,
it's
we
fine.
Love you. I'm saying you
just,
go to
it's
a,
just
you get
about.
Invited to a dinner party. You're going to have to take your mask off and you're going to have to eat.
Well, how many people? I'm
so
how many people?
Do you not go to the dinner party?
Right. How many people at the dinner party before you don't go?
Me?
Just let's. Just,
I don't have a number.
Okay,
that
you and I,
a million people on each other's shoulders. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Well, here's the other thing too. Hey, look, you got to weigh life out a little bit too. There's
yes.
a you have to weigh the risk out.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. That we so
the
we can either
math.
Right. So we can either shelter in place and just wither,
yes.
or we can stand up a little bit and take some measured risk. Some. Not a lot. Some.
Well, I think, I've done everything they say not to do.
Well, then Stephen is right.
He is right.
Okay.
All right. But I do what they tell me to do.
Right.
You can't go into a Trader Joe's without a mask. You can't go onto an airplane without a mask. You put all the stuff on. I still haven't washed my hands.
Well, that'll never happen.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
That's my
strength. That's draw the line.
That's my hair. Who
all right.
That?
So that's
Samson?
Why Stu. That's
Who
why
has the long hair? Shit, not Samson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my hair.
Yeah. That's why...
Lack of hygiene is my Samson hair.
that's why Stephen gets the impression he gets, because you have a certain cavalier attitude about stuff. For me...
I have a certain cavalier attitude about most of life.
Okay.
Or most of what people are trying to panic me about.
I get it. And so for me, I think, you know, you and I go out for dinner. I don't think anything of it. I go out to dinner with my... sons who have different separate lives, I don't really think about it. Four people at a dinner party, I would not think about that as because you're eating, you're outside, you can
protect
inside. Yourself. Six, you're getting up towards if it's all from different households, you're getting up there.
I roll the dice,
right,
man.
I'm just saying.
I look the devil in the eye and I roll the fucking dice and
I
eat a bunch of free food and have some booze and then I go home.
Nice. Who was it? Who were you out with? Can you talk about
it? It wasn't any celebrities or anything. It was the guy who runs Live by Live and his wife, and he invited me and Mike August over.
Okay,
they had a chef, blah, blah, blah.
So that's one household. You and Mike are another household. So there's really only two or three households.
I don't know. It is what it is. Right. I didn't lose a year of my life.
No, I understand.
I did the shit I normally do. I don't care about a lot of stuff that a lot of people are trying to get me to care about.
Right.
Historically.
Yeah.
Never have.
Yep.
You can take something like hygiene or shampoo or, you know, hand washing or whatever pre-COVID.
Yep.
I didn't care about it then.
Right. No, not, you're pretty consistent.
Not down with it. Yep. Like my kids and their education. I was at about a 2.5 before the lockdown, and now I'm at a zero. Like, I don't give a fuck if you ever even go back there. I tell them, you better learn how to work hard. You better have passions. You better be into shit. Other than that, I don't know what the fuck you're even doing at that place. Zoom schooling and all that kind of shit. It's just a fucking – it's a time suck. You got to learn to socialize. You got to have friends. You got to have activities. But it's tough. My son is really taking a hit.
I'm sure.
He's like sleeping a lot and you know, the room's dark and he's not hanging out with his buddies. Like,
it's not
you can't
good.
Take
it's
fucking 14-year-olds and lock them in their room.
That's really bad. It's this terrible.
If you gave a shit about kids, then you would think about this. But I don't think the teachers' unions give a fuck about kids. As a matter of fact, I know it. They wouldn't act this way. And the politicians don't give a shit either. By the way, These are the same groups that never stop crowing about the kids being our future. No. All right. Let's see. On the theme, Scott 48 from Nashville. Scott.
Hey, guys. It's wonderful to talk to both of you. Appreciate all your hard work. I just had a quick question. My beautiful wife, love her, great mother, two kids. Everything's great. But, fellas, she has gotten addicted to CNN. To the point that if I come in the den, she'll, out of respect for me, she'll pause it. She doesn't do that because I'm a hard right-wing person. It's just I get annoyed that she is constantly barraging herself with those terrible messages. And I didn't know if you guys had a way that I could, you know, kind of not necessarily sweep it under the rug, but a more diplomatic way of maybe pulling her away from that.
I would say find some podcast voices you enjoy and get her to give those. See if she could, you know, do a trade-off. Ask her if there's somebody she likes you'll listen to for an hour a week. That's you know, idea. Ask someone here, someone you like. I think people don't know the voices on the other side. They just don't. They watch CNN all day. They have no idea who any of these people are. You know, especially when you get to know these people personally. When you get to know a Dave Rubin or you get to Dennis Prager, you get to know Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Alex Berenson. You get to know these people personally. You realize they're not only delightful people, but they're world-class thinkers. And you should expose yourself. One should expose themselves to that.
I just heard Eric Weinstein talking. Weinstein, do they call it? Yeah. And he's a Bernie liberal. Mm-hmm. And he has a very thoughtful position, and that might get through to her.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is, you know, from her camp, who is also thinking out loud and taking things because a thinking person on either side does not dig the status quo.
Right. I totally understand that. Her, you know, and I have to tip my hat. And like I said, I'm a centrist in the purest sense of the world. I think they're all worthless.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the Democratic Party, the left side, has done such a wonderful job of attacking my wife in the one area in which she is susceptible, and that is fear for her children. Mm. And, you know, every time I see Don Lemon, you know, and like I said, it could be any of the networks. It just happens that it's CNN. So, you know, I'm just trying to be diplomatic. You know, wonderful girl. You know, that's why I married her. But God, man, every day it's the same negative message. It just seems like it wears down after a while. But she will walk around with her phone with it on. So I want you to understand that.
Yeah.
It's not just folding laundry. It's on the tablet. It's there. You know, I know
does she believe everything from CNN is accurate?
Well, I would have to say yes. And it's probably just primarily for hate of the other side.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the hate of the other side weakens the message.
Why don't you ask her how that Capitol policeman was killed?
Yeah, for sure.
What her take is. Because she would say bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely. And anytime I do even, you know, remotely approach the subject, you know, just, you know, do you want to watch a movie or anything else? You know, it's just... It has really become an obsession. And like I said, the only reason they've even had any chance at her, she's a very intelligent lady, is fear.
All right,
and I wish I could get away, get her out of the whole thing of being, you know, because we're in Tennessee, it's open here.
Look,
we have masks.
The women are fear-based, and this is basically fentanyl for them.
Totally.
They just get sucked into it. They already have a genetic predisposition for fear. And then a lot of dudes are wired like chicks, which I keep telling Drew about. This is what we're – the dudes used to keep the scared people in check. Now the dudes are running ahead of them screaming louder. And that's – if you want to know exactly what's going on right now, that's exactly what's going on. Bunch of dudes wearing fucking bracelets are completely fucking pussed out and went down that road. And now we have what we have. And by the way, those dudes, they're punitive. You know, they're punitive like chicks. Like, you need to be punished. Mm. You don't just disagree with me. You get punished for disagreeing with me. It's awesome. Thanks, dudes. Ugh. All right, February 26th, 27th, Oklahoma City Brickdown Comedy Club. You can go to amcarolla.com. There's shows coming up. Jeez, coming up all over the place. Reno and Waukegan, Illinois, Royal Oak, Kansas City. Just go to amcarolla.com for all the dates. And you can hit Chassis as well, CHASSYC, all the movies we have there. Drew?
Go to drdrew.tv, see what I'm doing there, and also drdrew.com.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.